Brethren, it's very important that we understand Daniel chapter 8, verse 25. And through his policy, also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, and he shall be broken without hand. Daniel chapter 8 is a profoundly important chapter to understand. Understand that his policy is the policy of the Antichrist. His craft is the craft of Freemasonry, the craft of witchcraft, all occult, satanic, Luciferian religion. He sits atop of it, the Antichrist prince. And through his policy, it was the Antichrist prince who had his personal attorney draw up what came to be known as the Oslo Peace Plan. And through his policy, through the policy of the Antichrist, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He is over all Satanism, Luciferian occultism, and witchcraft on all of planet Earth. He's the devil's top man in the earth. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. And he shall stand also against the prince of princes. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. This is the capital P prince. He's going to stand against Christ. He is Antichrist. He is the Antichrist. And since day one of the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website, we have given the full details of identity of who the Antichrist is. But that identity is not so important. He's just another sorry soul on his way to hell. But he is pulling the strings of this whole Antichrist, last days, Luciferian conspiracy. And these Luciferian Illuminist, globalist, elitists know how to control humans by directing the way the human mind likes to think. It's little wonder why the Bible calls Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the prince of the power of the air. The Antichrist is the prince of the power of the air. Their methods to control are not so much to conquer the mind, but to direct its natural paths of thinking in the direction that they want it to go. I tell you the truth, that your mind is already so far gone under their control that if you do not turn off that TV and read the authorized King James Version Holy Bible. The only Holy Bible is the King James Version Holy Bible. You cannot get good understanding from any other Bible. You will very soon, if you don't turn off that television and get busy reading the authorized King James Version scriptures, the Holy Bible, you will soon be without hope. You must be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Very few, either in or out of the churches, have any idea how much these masters of media have bent and controlled your mind away from God. Through a prosperity gospel, you have been set on a path of destruction. You do not know the mind control of these Luciferians, which has already been done upon you. If you understand this principle, it will help you understand how the natural desires of Muslims, Christians, secular corporations, Jews, Palestinians, Americans, British, Afghanis, Iraqis, etc. are being manipulated into a large confrontation. A confrontation that was planned even before Jewish immigrants began to pour in to create modern Israel. But never forget, there has always been a majority Jewish presence in the land of Israel as we know it today. The present crisis was originally planned in the 19th century. These Luciferian, satanic, globalist control freaks have planned three world wars since the 19th century. And the script for the crisis called for an incredible theater of puppets. The goal is the elimination of fundamental religions, real biblical Christianity, and the Jews with whom they identify. And that is the plan for the control and the enslavement of planet Earth by the Antichrist. Now, the death of Pope John Paul II is very significant because he was hanging on and physically incapable of doing the things that the false prophet of the Antichrist has to be able to do, that gave us blessed time, more time, to find God's grace and repentance. But brethren, there's nothing to withhold the effect of every vision. The effect of every vision is now at hand, and we must understand that Jesus told us of a war that would be like no other war, a war in which 2 billion people would die. The goal is to bring a new world Antichrist order under the Antichrist, with the Pope, false prophet, proclaiming him to be God on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And the goal is the elimination of fundamental religions of real biblical Christianity and the Jews with whom they identify. And that is the plan for the control and the enslavement of an Antichrist planet Earth. The World Trade Center attack on 9/11 is the tip of the iceberg to this manufactured crisis and the beginning of more sad events. The Muslim world has had a predictable pattern with the West. The Muslim world goes through a cycle. One phase is where it adopts our technology and the liberty that is found in the West, and the other phase is where it rejects what is foreign and goes back to Islamic fundamentalism. And different areas of the Muslim world are at different phases at any given different time. The Muslim world has usually not had all of its territories in the same phase at the same time. The Luciferian banksters have aggravated and manipulated this natural cycle pattern. Politicians of the world are just puppets. Your vote has not made one bit of difference in any national election likely in your entire lifetime. It's Luciferian candidate A or Satanist candidate B. Tweedledee or Tweedledum, it's going to be Luciferian Satanists for everyone. And it doesn't make any difference if they claim to be Christians. But these politicians of the world are puppets who are supposed to look incompetent until out of the ashes of the chaos of World War III, the man will emerge who seems to have all the right answers. The Bible calls him the Antichrist, Mr. 666. And this great war is all about bringing him to take center stage control of the entire world. And the bankster puppeteers know in a very detailed way what they're doing and the effects that their actions are causing. A most classic example is how America frequently plays both sides in regional conflicts. And this can be easily seen in the sinking of the USS Liberty.
For 40 years, this incident has been used to control the governments in Israel. Well over 95% of the things that you hear blamed on the Jews are proved to be pure disinformation. Yes, generally, sometimes later, but well over 95% are proven to be disinformation.
Disinformation by design or by default. Don't trust them. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. The central truth of the sinking of the USS Liberty spy ship is that America was playing both sides in the 1967 Six-Day War. There's an actual recording of President Johnson saying, "I want that ship on the bottom." Yes. The central truth of the sinking of the USS Liberty spy ship is that America was playing both sides in the 1967 Six-Day War in Israel. Just do a quick Control-F search of the MP3 Great Joy and Great Tribulation radio files that have the links on the main website page, and you'll be able to listen to a short program with me and Barry Shamish and Dr. Stan Monteith that brings forth this truth of this incident. You should understand that the non-Islamic leaders in the UK and the US and the USSR actually are the ones who subtly helped create these incidents. And they had advisors who knew totally well how these incidents would create Islamic fundamentalism. And then you begin to realize that the catalyst that created Muslim fundamentalism turns out to be the banksters themselves. Islamic fundamentalism is a natural reaction to the modernization, secularization, and corruption that is accelerating in what is termed the West. Strong reaction to the sinfulness of the West has brought even the Sunni and the Shiite fundamentalists into full cooperation. And real Christians who hold to wholesome, traditional, biblical family values, real Christians who desire freedom from global corporate tyranny and the destruction of God's royal law, they're the ones who are also having similar reactions to the New World Order. True Christians turn to the Bible and biblical law. Muslims turn to the Quran and its Islamic satanic law. The trick of the banksters is to harness these two natural reactions to destroy their opposition so that these factions destroy each other. And this is why both the Christian Patriot Movement and the Islamic fundamentalists are infiltrated with agent provocateurs. These CIA and FBI personnel will encourage both groups to run to their own destruction. And everything, as you'll always find in the occult, is compartmentalized. Their leaders are controlled with the same puppet strings as Bush, Clinton, Bush in the Bush, Clinton, Bush Syndicate of Sudden Destruction, which has now been crowned by a guy with the middle name Hussein. Yes, Hussein Obama actually being in the White House. A totally wholly owned subsidiary of Soros and the Saudi government. It's serious, perilous times. And the only thing that can possibly slow this Antichrist, Luciferian, global socialist march to total destruction. They're out to kill 93% of the people on the planet. The only thing that can possibly slow this bunch of criminals, satanically empowered criminals down, is to expose the fraud that put Hussein in the White House. What an incredible, colossal, greatest election fraud in history put this man with the middle name Hussein in the White House. And there are many very big and prominent and powerful people involved in the proven conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a proven conspiracy and fraud. And that issue, and only that issue, Glenn Beck, when he takes people away from that issue, proves that he is the leader of the controlled opposition. Because that's the only issue that can slow this whole Antichrist war on the saints down. And that attack on the USS Liberty ordered by none other than Lyndon Baines Johnson. No one else could have given the order, and certainly carried out by Moshe Dayan. And that explains why Moshe Dayan gave the Temple Mount control over to the Waqif. But it should also make clear how that incident has been used for 40 years to force the governments of Israel to be little more than puppets of whatever U.S. administration they're forced to operate under. And now Israel better understand. With a man whose middle name is Hussein in the White House, not only can the United States be forcing them to do things that they know they should not do, but now the rulers in Israel and the people of Israel better know that this man will totally destroy the state of Israel, because that is a big part of the game plan of the whole New World Order. And having Hussein in the White House is the worst thing that could ever happen to America and Israel, the only two countries that aren't going to go along with this New World Order, Antichrist, Luciferian, global socialism. Getting Obama out of the White House is the most important activity politically anybody in the world could be involved in trying to do. And now Hussein Obama, mafia in the White House. And the script calls for a primary bad guy, such as bin Laden. Now, when you call him Bin London, people should know you see what's happening. These bad guys are normally created by the banksters. The year before the 9/11 World Trade Center disaster, the United States gave the Taliban $132 million. Yes, indeed, the CIA put bin Laden in business. And the bottom line is that this peace insanity, this Antichrist peace plan, which is the Antichrist plan by which he plans to use peace to destroy many and execute the Third World War, in which 2 billion people are going to die. And this war is going to be blamed on the Jews. Now, one thing, anyone who is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, one who believes in the Word of God, must know is that the first curse in the Bible comes to those who would curse or hate or
in any way hurt the Jews. If you bless them, God will bless you. If you curse them, you will be cursed. And it's one of the two big curses that carries a 10-generation curse to it. You cannot be a Christian and hate Jews. You can't be a Christian and hate anybody. But if you claim to be a Christian and you don't love the Jews, if you hate Jews, you're going to find the extra crispy section of hell, especially if you say you're a Christian and hate Jews. So I'm going to give you some facts so that you know what is really the truth about this situation in Israel. First of all, Israel became a nation in 1312 B.C. That's approximately 2,000 years before the Roman Vatican Pope put Muhammad in the religion business. Israel was a nation with Jerusalem as its capital for about 2,000 years before there was any such religion as the Satanic religion of Islam. The religion of Islam is a satanic religion of hatred designed to keep over 1 billion people in a bondage to a religion of vengeance and hatred and killing. To keep over 1 billion people in bondage of fear, demons, poverty, and illiteracy. Also, a few greedy dogs can have it all. Now, it's a fact that before 1967, nobody ever called themselves a Palestinian. There really is no such thing as a Palestinian. Palestinians are Jordanians primarily. They have the same language of Arabic that all the other Arabs have. They're Jordanians. The so-called refugees never called themselves Palestinians. There was no such thing as a Palestinian. The term Palestinian was coined after the Arab nations lost the 1967 war. And that's an absolute fact. Before 1967, there was no such thing as a Palestinian. The word really was coined after the Arabs lost that war, which they started with Israel in 1967. And it's easy to verify the modern historical fact that it was only about 20 years after the establishment of the modern state of Israel that Arabs first began to call themselves Palestinians. And since the Jewish people have conquered the land of Israel in about 1272 B.C., that's, you know, almost 3,300 years ago, the Jews have had dominion over the land today known as Israel for over 3,000 years, brethren. The Jewish people have had a continuous presence in the land for the past 3,300 years, and those who say otherwise are willingly ignorant or flat-out bald-faced lying. The only Arab dominion of Israel and Jerusalem in the past 3,000 years was an Arab conquest in 635 AD, which only lasted about 22 years. For over 3,300 years, Jerusalem has been the Jewish capital. Jerusalem has never been the capital of any Arab or Muslim entity. Even when the Jordanians occupied Jerusalem, they never sought to make it their capital. The Arab leaders did not come to visit Jerusalem, even when Jordan did possess it. Jerusalem is mentioned over 811 times in the Holy Bible, and Zion, which is the same thing, another 152 times. So you're talking 963 times that you find Jerusalem mentioned in the Holy Bible, and you will not find Jerusalem mentioned one time in the Muslim holy book of the Quran. King David founded the city of Jerusalem, and Muhammad never came to Jerusalem. Jews pray facing Jerusalem, and Muslims pray with their backs toward Jerusalem. Arab and Jewish refugees in 1948, the Arabs began to flee because the neighboring Arab states told them they were going to wage war on Israel and annihilate them. And the so-called refugees fled because of the Arab leaders promising to purge the land of Israel of the Jews. And 68% left before the Arabs ever attacked. And there were Jews who knew the war was coming, and they were being persecuted in various Arab nations, and about the same number of Jews fled those Arab states with nothing more than the shirts on their back and were absorbed into Israel. None of these Arab leaders who encouraged all these people to get out of the way would ever receive them into their own lands. At the same time, the Jewish refugees were forced to flee from the Arab lands due to Arab brutality and persecution and pogroms. The number of Arab refugees who left Israel in 1948 is estimated around 630,000, and that's about the same number of Jewish refugees from Arab lands who came to Israel and were absorbed by Israel. Arab refugees have been intentionally not absorbed and not allowed to immigrate and not been integrated into the Arab lands to which they fled, despite the vast Arab territories. Out of the 100 million refugees since World War II, the Arab so-called or recently called Palestinians is the only refugee group in the world that has never been absorbed or integrated into their own people's lands. Jewish refugees were completely absorbed, and the so-called Palestinians, the Arab refugees, are the only people, as refugees, who have not been able to find a home in over 50 years. Something's wrong with that picture, brethren. Should take anybody less than 55 years to find some shelter. But the problem is, they're used as political pawns by their own Arab brethren, who encouraged them to leave and then would not allow them to go where they encouraged them to flee. Now, about this Arab-Israeli conflict, the Arabs are represented by 8 separate nations, not including the Palestinians. Palestinians really are Jordanians, and there is only one Jewish nation. The Arab nations started all of the modern wars over Israel. All wars began as the Arabs were unprovoked aggressors, and they attacked Israel. And the Arabs lost all wars that the Arabs started. Israel defended itself, and by the manifest miracle power of God, against all odds, each time they won. And don't let anybody tell you. Just look it up on the net. You can find it easily on the net. It's still there. The PLO's charter still calls for the destruction of the state of Israel. Israel basically gave every demand, every promise that they made in this crazy Oslo insanity. Israel did that. The Arabs, on their part, kept absolutely none of them. The Palestinians violated every promise that they made in that Oslo insanity. The whole purpose of the Oslo insanity was to set up a fifth column, terrorist guerrillas from within the borders of Israel. Brethren, stand with Israel. You'll be blessed. The entire mystery of iniquity is fully disclosed. The entire Antichrist pyramid of corruption may be seen from the top down, so you don't get lost in the mazes in the lower levels. If you want to know about the mystery of iniquity, it's fully disclosed. But now it's so late that what we need to do is press into the mystery of the ages, Christ in us, the hope of glory, learn spiritual warfare, so we might be one of those who can stand and endure to the end of this great tribulation, Antichrist war on the saints. The common ministry of every saint in the final 42 months before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is war against the Antichrist demonic host. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The King James Version Holy Bible is the Word of God. We have the Word of God, that we have the Word of God. Find out what God said by the Holy Spirit, the only teacher you can trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.